At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
21 to the Beltway. It's a 20-minute trip, and we have no mass transit delay so far. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in as we head through this morning into the afternoon. Now, there is a shower threat. It's not all that great. 48. Overnight tonight, 43 outside the Beltway, a little bit colder. And tomorrow, we'll finally get some milder air in here. 67 with some afternoon showers. The light rain and shower activity tomorrow night. Cloudy Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Vienna, 30 in Waldorf, 36 degrees in Washington. A new CNN poll finds that Donald Trump's approval rating has risen to its highest level since the 100-day mark of his presidency. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So I tell you, the biggest thing here, in this census question news, the fact that we are going to start asking people, very simply, are you a citizen of the United States? That's the underlying question here. Are you a citizen of the United States? So when you get the census, that's the question that's going to appear.
Okay.
And when it does, it is now apparently, it's only for white people is what the left is saying. Because as I was talking to you about this morning, the Lawyers Committee, I mean, listen to this tweet reacting to this. And this is, they're not alone. There's tons of people who are responding to this. The Lawyers Committee, alert. We are calling on the Census Bureau to reject the 11th hour attempt to include a citizenship question in Census 2020. The goal of the census is to secure an accurate count of the population, not to deter communities of color from participation. Communities of color. So again, only white people are apparently the people who are going to respond to the census, not people of color. That's the allegation being made by the left this morning. Eric Holder, former attorney general. Constitution does not require citizenship question. Of course it doesn't. Does the Constitution require any of the specifics in the citizenship?
No. It doesn't require you to ask how many bathrooms you have.
Yes.
It doesn't require to ask how many bedrooms you have. It doesn't require any of that stuff.
He says the Trump administration is trying to rig the 2020 census to, quote, protect gerrymandering by intimidating people.
Didn't this question used to exist on the census? And then they just recently took it off, right?
It was taken off about half a century ago. It was in the 1950s. Surveys before 1950 consistently asked about citizenship. But the allegation, again, by the left here is that, well, what you're going to do is you're going to depress an accurate count of how many warm bodies are in the United States. We're not going to be able to accurately assess how many people are living in the country because you're going to intimidate. And what they're not saying and what they should say out loud is you're going to intimidate illegal immigrants from responding to a government form. Now, is it your impression that illegal immigrants were rampantly filling out the census beforehand? Right? I mean, does that make sense that a whole bunch of illegal immigrants, when they received the census, were already filling it out? Like, regardless of whether or not there was a citizenship question on it. Now we're just going to ask simply, are you a citizen? If you're a legal resident of the United States, why wouldn't you fill out that form anyway? Okay, no is the answer. And I have a bunch of paperwork that shows I should be in the United States. I'm allowed to be here. Okay, great. We're cool. But now the left, fully in freakout mode over this because they think this is going to hurt things. I heard California, if based on the population of illegal immigrants, California could lose 3 U.S. congressmen because of this census question change. That's their fear.
Oh, that's the problem. That's their fear. This is about. Because if we're not paid to represent illegals, then we don't have enough people to represent. And so this is the basic question. Should illegals be represented in the census?
Right.
See, and that's the thing that I don't think they... You know, they should be, obviously, I don't think they should be represented because they're here illegally. They should have no say. They shouldn't be represented in Washington, right? They should have no say.
And here's a really simple piece of data that, as a citizen, I'd like to know. What percentage of the country is populated by citizens? I'd like to know the answer to that question. What percentage of the population are citizens, and what percentage of the population are immigrants? That seems like a valuable piece of data to have. And by the way, how do we collect that data? Oh, through the United States Census. So we can actually use the census to get an accurate headcount, or as accurate as we can get, of how many people are citizens of the United States. So what is a country for if not to serve its citizens? The whole reason we create a country is for the benefit of its citizens. So more on this and more on the overwhelming reaction here in a moment. I shouldn't be, but I'm stunned by how upset the left is over this. Stunned. So more reaction in a second.
All right. It is now 5:15. That means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Marianne. Good morning, Vince. And we have an issue on the red line this early Tuesday morning. It's single tracking between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. Why, you ask? Because of some late clearing track work, so you can expect delays in both directions. In Ashburn, Loudoun County Parkway at Ryan Road, there's a crash. Lanes are blocked. Police are there. The inner loop, the beltway from American Legion Bridge to the 270 spur, about a 10-minute trip, just a little bit slow. slow now. The outer loop from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to 95, more like 8. 270 northbound from 121 to 70, a 14-minute trip. And 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge. No problems here. 95 northbound between Quantico and Dale City. That's moving along pretty well so far. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, a mix of clouds and sun during the morning are going to give way to cloudy skies this afternoon. Slight chance of a rain shower, high of 48. Tonight, cloudy skies, low of 43. Now, tomorrow, you ready? Cloudy skies early, showers in the afternoon, a high of 67 tomorrow. Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
All right, so we've got all of these questions about the United States Census. And it's funny, you know, there's a lawyer here who, Ari Berman, he writes for The Nation. And he says the following, that a question about U.S. citizenship on the 2020 census will massively depress responses from immigrants and sabotage the entire census. This is a huge crisis for democracy. A huge crisis for democracy that we're asking about your citizenship status. This is nuts. And then, meanwhile, you've got senators, 10 U.S. senators who, back on March 15th, who wrote a letter to John Gore. He's the acting assistant attorney general. And they wanted to know this. They wanted to know about his involvement in, quote, originating the request for the Census Bureau to add the citizenship question and what role the White House and other entities had played. So now they want to know, did the president force you to ask people whether or not they're citizens? This is what the senators write.
Can we have Mueller investigate that?
Yes.
You know, because in Russians now it's illegal. Now, the president coerced, he colluded, he forced.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be next.
How dare you ask about people being citizens of the United States? The senators wrote the following, quote, "We are deeply troubled, not just by the request to add a citizenship question, but by the impact that such a question would have on the accuracy of the 2020 census." Oh, okay. So the problem here is now they think that it's going to make the census more inaccurate. By not asking a specific question, it would be more accurate. By not asking about United States citizenship.
Well, but because, again, this is all about conflating legal with illegal immigration.
Yes.
And making these people into citizens.
Right.
That's what this is about. This is about blurring the line between legal and illegal. Even legal immigrants, it's about making illegals the equivalent of citizens.
Right.
That's what this is about. And that's what California wants to do. And California and the Democrats are really smart. And I say this again, I repeat myself once again. They're brilliant in their tactics. They're brilliant obstructionists. They're going to obstruct this president every way they can. So where's it going to go? Ninth Circuit. What's the Ninth Circuit going to say? Ninth Circuit will rule. It'll have to go work its way.
It's unconstitutional to ask about citizenship.
Right, that it's unconstitutional, and it's going to have to work its way through the courts. It's going to go to the Supreme Court, and what's going to happen that always happens? The Supreme Court will overturn the Ninth Circuit. It happens all the time. Let me tell you, if we did our jobs as well as the Ninth Circuit does theirs, we'd be out of a job right now. How many times can they be overturned before somebody, and I don't even know how the process works, to go in and say, you guys are terrible at your job. You guys really suck at this. So we need to replace you because you are consistently ruled wrong. You're consistently overturned. If your batting average is less than 50%, you shouldn't be a judge on a circuit court. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. They don't know the law. They're creating laws from the bench. You're not supposed to do that.
So to reiterate here is sort of the news of the last 24 hours on this. You've got the Commerce Department, Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, announcing this decision. They posted a statement to the Commerce Department website announcing his decision to reinstate a citizenship question to the United States Census. It existed before 1950, and it's going to exist again in 2020. Simple question. Are you a citizen of the United States? Yes or no? And here's how California is responding. You've got California. Xavier Becerra, the Attorney General of California, is now set to sue. They have filed suit.
Bingo. It's like I could see into the future.
Against the Trump administration. And this is his tweet. Everything's announced by tweet now, by the way. Filing suit against real Donald Trump's administration over decision to add citizenship question on 2020 census. Including the question is not just a bad idea, he writes. It is illegal. It's illegal to ask about citizenship. This is the case that they're making. And they're making it because it's not specifically, according to Eric Holder, it's not mentioned in the Constitution when you assess, sort of when you take the census. Citizenship itself is not mentioned in the Constitution. Therefore, it must be unconstitutional or illegal.
Well, but as we said, you know, it also is illegal to ask me how many bathrooms I have then. You know, all of those things. The census truly is just a headcount of the people in the country. That's what the census is supposed to be. But if that's what they want it to be, then let's just make it that. And don't ask all those other questions. Don't ask all of those other things. Don't ask those things. You shouldn't know whether I'm male or female.
Yeah.
Shouldn't know how old I am.
How many people live in your house.
Shouldn't know whether I'm married. Shouldn't know how many people live in my house. None of that stuff. Make it. Let's just count heads. That's it.
So I don't even understand. Wilbur Ross writes this, and I'm not sure why. Listen to this number. He says, for the approximately 90% of the population who are citizens, this question is no additional imposition. Okay, got it. Got that. Here's another. And for the approximately 70% of non-citizens who already answer this question accurately on the American Community Survey, the question is no additional imposition. So who does it impose upon? Illegal immigrants. And this whole conflation, as you so smartly pointed out, Mary, that you're seeing from the left today, is this is going to hurt immigrants and populations of color. No, it's not. It's going to hurt illegal immigrants. And that's about it. And so and by the way, how many of them were filling out the United States Census in the first place?
That's a good point. Well, because, you know, if you don't fill it out and you're living in an address and you don't fill it out, the census goes to that address. The people come to your home.
Yeah.
And they, because we had, that actually happened to us, where they kept insisting that we didn't fill it out, that there was another family living in our home. And I kept saying, no, there's not another family living in my home. So they came to visit. They pay people to come visit.
Yes, they do. It's 523 here on WMAL.
Here's a way you can save time. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT.
A message from Catholic Cemeteries. On Good Friday, the Catholic Cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington invite you to walk the way of the cross and pray for your deceased loved ones. Pope Francis says that for those who are suffering, prayer leads you forward in hope. The Way of the Cross of Jesus offers a prayerful walk on sacred ground and a fresh invitation to hope in eternal love. On March 30th at 12 noon, all are welcome to join the local Catholic community at All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Mount Olivet Cemetery in Northeast Washington, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland. For more information about this special event, call 301-871-1300. That's 301-871-1300, or visit the website at ccaw.org.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some important decisions to make, and that's why it's so important to hire the right realtor to help you make the most money and handle all the details that will make it a smooth transaction. That's why I always recommend my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty. Debbie and Sarah have a proven track record. Call them and let them show you their over 5,500 ready buyers and how they were able to sell over 440 homes just last year alone. Get this, Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more money and sell 3 times faster on average. Leo and Anita listed with the Reynolds team. Their home sold fast and for $9,000 over the asking price. They said the entire team was there for us and guided us through the entire process. We absolutely recommend if you're selling your home, don't bother calling anyone else. That's right. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds today, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
It's 525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hi there, Mayor. So far, so good. Only one accident. It's in Ashburn, the Loudoun County Parkway at Ryan Road. Several lanes are blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene. As for the Anacostia Freeway northbound from the 11th Street Bridge to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just a tap of the brakes, you're about a six-minute travel time. 395 northbound between the D.C. waterfront and the 3rd Street Tunnel. Very good. The outer loop and the inner loop of the Beltway moving along quite well in both states. And northbound between 195 and Stafford, we have a 56-minute travel time, and that's a little slower than it should be. As for mass transit, only one issue, and it's the red line running with service delays between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. And now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today, a mix of clouds and sun during the morning are going to give way to some cloudy skies this afternoon with a slight chance of a rain shower. High of 48 today. Tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 43. Then tomorrow, cloudy with showers in the afternoon and a high of 67 currently in our nation's capital. 36 degrees at 527 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. Adele Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
Jimmy John's Freaky Fast, Freaky Fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
buck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Darn.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than on any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now, here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/AM for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/AM. That's match.com/AM. Match.com/AM.
All right, coming up on WMAL, there are some rumors running around Washington, D.C. I know that's a shock. These revolve around Paul Ryan. We'll tell you what they are. It's 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The FBI and Defense Department are working to find out who sent suspicious packages to several military installations across the Washington region yesterday. A bomb disposal unit from Fort Belvoir confirmed the packages tested positive for black powder residue. However, no one was hurt in any of the incidents. We now know that the teenage gunman who shot two fellow students at St. Mary's County High School last week died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, not from a shot from a school resource officer. The St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office says 17-year-old Austin Rollins fired one fatal shot to his head during a confrontation with the resource officer. In fact, the shot fired by the officer actually hit the gun in Rollins' hand. The New York Stock Exchange yesterday had its best day since August 2015.
So what sparked the sudden turnaround and a 2.8% rise in the Dow just a few days after investors were spooked by the prospect of a trade war between the U.S. and China? Well, the Wall Street Journal published a story saying that U.S. and Chinese officials were negotiating ways to give American companies greater access to China's markets. The day before, the Treasury Secretary said while the U.S. will not abandon tariffs, he thought that the United States and China would work out a new trade deal. Analysts caution that this could be temporary, that trade tensions are likely to flare up again in the near future. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Maryland voters will decide in November whether to allow residents to register and vote at their polling place on future election days. The state Senate last night approved a bill to put the constitutional amendment on the ballot. The House has already approved it. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,203, the NASDAQ at 72,21. Sports sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team. Alex Ovechkin scores his 45th goal as the Caps beat the Rangers. The Wizards were idle, and the Nationals host the Twins this afternoon in their final exhibition game before the regular season starts on Thursday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Exit your timeshare safely, legally, forever. If your timeshare no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team and book by April 30th to save $500 off your exit. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and enter promo code TRAFFIC. timeshareexitteam.com.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Altrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom. The Windowman can. Financing terms through Enter Bank USA and with approved credit cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
When you're overweight, every additional pound you gain is 4 times the pressure on your knees and ankles. That's why so many EMP 180 weight loss clients mention specifically how much better their knees feel after losing weight. This is Larry O'Connor, and for those of you with chronic knee pain, consider this. Losing just 10 pounds takes 40 pounds of pressure off your knees. EMP 180 weight loss is based on science. Using state-of-the-art technology, the EMP 180 team will evaluate your body composition and design a plan to get the weight off. Now, I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180. I feel better and have more energy to do the things I love. Trust me, whatever you like to do, hiking, gardening, it's all better when you feel your best. So do what I did and call EMP 180 Weight Loss today to begin the journey towards a healthy, pain-free life. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, we're seeing some building volume now on 270 headed south between I-70 and 109. It's a 17-minute trip. 95 northbound from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge, slow, 15 minutes of travel time. And 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, it's a 19-minute trip, 4 minutes more than usual. Still dealing with an accident in Ashburn, Loudoun County Parkway at Ryan. Lanes are blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene. 395 headed north from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. 12 minutes of travel time. As far as mass transit is concerned, one line affected. The Red Line, Metro's Red Line, running with service delays between Shady Grove and Twin Brook, and you can expect service delays in both directions. And now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather is on the way. 48, so it's not today. Slight chance of showers this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 43 outside the Beltway, a little bit colder. Up into the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. There's the warmth coming in with a few showers in the afternoon. Thursday, even warmer, mostly cloudy. Highs will get into the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Haymarket, 29 in Hyattsville, 36 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. A lot of news coming up for you here on Mornings on the Mall. Allison Satterwhite joining us at 6:35 this morning from the Prince William County School Board. 7:05, we'll have James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. Some international news to tackle for you, especially as it involves Russia, China, and the Trump administration. 7:15, Dr. Becky DeMocus is going to join us, DeMocus Bays, rather, from the Loudoun County School Board Nutrition Services. And then Joe Concha will be here at 8:05. Love his media criticism. He'll be back with us here on Mornings on the Mall. And then at 8:15, Elena Treen from Axios. All eyes on the White House and what's going on there. Any other shakeups forthcoming? I'm Vince Colonnais and alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
One of our favorite things to do in Washington, D.C. is gossip like 13-year-old girls around the lunchroom table,
totally.
Right? Gotta gossip.
That's exactly right. I just got back from the water cooler.
And why does it always take place around the water cooler? All right. So here's the... You ready for the latest piece of gossip? All right. According to Nevada's U.S. House District Representative Mark Amodi, he's from Carson City. He's a Republican. He said yesterday on Nevada Newsmakers, which I guess is a local show, that Paul Ryan may soon resign as Speaker of the House. All right. He said this is the latest. Now, this is not the first time this rumor's been running around. He said that I'm just telling you, it's a rumor I heard around Capitol Hill.
Right.
Because this is how these things go. You know, they telephone. We know what happens by the time you get to the end of it. According to Amodi, the rumor mill is that Paul Ryan is getting ready to resign in the next 30 to 60 days. Guess who the new speaker is going to be? Come on. Some moving pieces. We'll do it in our brackets. The new speaker rumored to be Steve Scalise.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The whip.
Yeah. He went on to say, that is interesting. Because nobody has talked to members of the U.S. House on how they're going to vote, meaning how they're going to vote on new leadership. Now maybe they've talked to all of the members but me. I don't know. So that's the rumor. That's the rumor mill from last week.
But he gave a pretty specific number. He was
30 to 60 days.
Yeah, 30 to 60. Like that's like it's one thing to come out and be like, you know, Paul Ryan's going to resign. Wow, how do you know that? Because everything is inevitable, and that'll eventually happen. I mean, that's an easy prediction. But to say 30 to 60 days from now, that's prime time, dude. To put him to have him resign ahead of the midterm election, that's a pretty bold prediction.
Well, last year, just around December, the rumor made the rounds again because Paul Ryan used the terms he said that he was soul searching, and he used the term soul searching about his leadership role in the House. But he denied rumors of resigning, and he said that the rumors were irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, listen, Scalise is a rising star. He gets a lot of attention for obvious reasons. You know, the man was shot during that congressional baseball practice in Virginia.
Yes.
So, of course, he went through a whole lot of rehab and surgeries and struggles and everything. So, and the president loves to point him out and to ask him to stand and to get a round of applause for him as well he should. I don't have a problem with that. But because of that, I think there's a lot of focus on him. A lot more people are paying attention to him.
Yeah.
And I think the president genuinely likes Steve Scalise. Yeah. Like, I think he just genuinely likes him. And we know that, the president and Paul Ryan have butted heads on several different issues. So maybe this is, maybe he's feeling a little, maybe Paul Ryan's feeling a little pushed out.
Well, so, now Paul Ryan's office is denying this. They're saying, his spokeswoman saying last night, this, quote, the speaker is not resigning. That's Ashley Strong, who said that last night to CBS News and others. So they're insisting that, no, he's not resigning. But look, you know, Paul Ryan, a lot of people believe, and the reporting seems to have supported this, that he had his dream job already. That he was the head of the Ways and Means Committee. And he had a chance to be basically in charge of tax writing in the United States government, to be in the Congress, a powerful financial position, the position where it kind of matched completely with his interests. And the speakership seemed to have been sort of thrust upon him. He didn't seem that interested. He was asked many times, and eventually he agreed to it. But I could see this notion that he sort of has always been uncomfortable as speaker, that he's not particularly enamored by actually having the job. So if he actually did resign, it wouldn't surprise me in the end. But for now, this is the rumor mill, but they're trying to knock it down. Now, again, his spokeswoman using the phrase is not resigning. This is like Elizabeth Warren saying, I'm not running for president. Well, that doesn't mean you won't be right in the future, and it could be in the very near future. But at this moment, Paul Ryan knocking down resignation rumors.
Yeah, well, and when I said they bumped heads, remember, over the tariffs, the steel and the aluminum tariffs.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan was very vocal about that. Also, when the whole thing blew up about President Trump saying in a closed-door meeting, supposedly, about some countries, that remarks about Haiti and some other countries.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan had something to say about that as well. They disagreed on the funding of the wall. So there are a couple things on which they disagree. Now, as of right now, it looks like Steve Scalise is more the president's favorite. That can change on a dime, though, I think, with this president. That one day you're in, and according, just like Project Runway, one day you're in, the next,
just like
you're
Project
out.
Runway. You're I out. Always say that, just like
one
Project
day
Runway.
You're in, the next day you're out.
Well, it's strange that this Nevada congressman, Amaday, is basically saying that Paul Ryan is considering running for president. He's in the Reno Gazette Journal piece. They say he hinted Ryan may be considering running for president or another high office, and this strikes me as very strange. What is Paul Ryan going to mount a 2020 run against Donald Trump?
I can't imagine.
I doubt it. No.
He went on to say if it is in fact true, I know that Paul Ryan thinks he wants to play on the national stage in some capacity or another. So I don't know what that means. This is really funny because he keeps putting all these things out. Like, but I don't know what that means.
Well, I know one congressman
want to run for president, but I don't know.
I know one congressman who got a call from the speaker's office yesterday.
You think?
Yeah. Like, hey, will you knock it off? You just shut up. Making everything hard for everybody.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting, but as you pointed out, it is pretty specific, 30 to 60 days. That's a pretty specific time frame. 844, dear Lord. 544 on WMAL.
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Our patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com. For a free in-home consultation. Our project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you'll get fast, professional installation in just one day. Right now, save 20% on your new Leaf Guard gutter system. Plus, no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard. A better home begins with Belden. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com.
545 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you. Anacostia Freeway coming southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the bridge. It's about a 9-minute trip. It only take you about six, but it is a morning rush. 95 northbound from the Triangle area to the Occoquan River Bridge. 18-minute trip, 10 minutes more than usual. Still dealing with an accident in Ashburn, Loudoun County Parkway at Ryan. 270 headed south from 70 to 121. 22 minutes travel time now. That's 8 more than usual. Southbound between 70 and 109 on 270, it's a 17-minute trip. As for mass transit, everything's pretty good, with the exception of the Red Line, running with delays between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. And now, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Tuesday forecast. We'd have a little wet weather in the forecast. The good news is that some milder weather is also on the way. 48, so it's not today. Slight chance of showers this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 43 outside the Beltway, a little bit colder. Up into the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. There's the warmth coming in with a few showers in the afternoon. Thursday, even warmer. Mostly cloudy. Highs will get into the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 547 on WMAL. All right. The whole Russian thing is going back and forth, back and forth.
The Russian thing.
The Russian thing. Well, because you never know which Russian thing it is. You know, it could be the Russian thing, the Mueller investigation. Is it Russian collusion? Mm-hmm. Is it Russian spies?
Yes, the Russians who are hassling Rocky and Bullwinkle?
It could be. It could be any of
literally
the Russians, because they are apparently under every bed. We're having, this is like the 1960s Russian scare, 1950s Russian scare. It's very McCarthy, this whole thing. That McCarthy was about the Russians, right? Social communists. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Rooting them out.
Yeah. Just want to make sure I got the right thing. All right. So here's the thing. The president, the United States, and more than a dozen European nations, 17 EU states, have kicked Russian diplomats out. They announced it yesterday. The Trump administration ordered the Russian consulate in Seattle to close. They have until April 2nd to get out of Dodge, which is Monday after Easter.
That's right.
So the day after Easter. That's not a lot of time. I guess if you're a diplomat, your family is used to being told, they travel light and they're used to being told to pack stuff up and go in a week on a moment's notice.
Yeah.
Especially if you're Russian. I would guess that's something that
we're
happens.
We're kicking them
to
out
you.
Of Seattle. That means no more baristas or fish market for you.
That's right.
You're out. We're going to kick you out of one of our rainiest cities.
Warning of an unacceptably high number of Russian spies in the U.S. Apparently, we have a quota. This much, no more. We said there's too many spies operating in the U.S. We expelled 60 diplomats, all, according to the U.S., all Russian intelligence agents working under diplomatic cover.
Mm-hmm.
According to Russian Ambassador John Huntsman, this is the largest expulsion of Russian intelligence officers in U.S. history. So we have Germany, France, and Poland each expelled 4 diplomats. Lithuania, Latvia, and the Czech Republic also expelled diplomats. The Ukraine, which is not an EU state, also they expelled 13 diplomats. Canada expelled 3. Hungary and Norway each expelled 1. Spain expelled 2. Malta didn't expel any because they have a very small mission in Moscow, so they kept theirs. Yeah. I don't know how many there are on the island of Malta. Nikki Haley, our ambassador to the UN, said here in New York, Russia uses the United Nations as a safe haven for dangerous activities within our own borders.
Yeah.
So Theresa May, of course, this is all in response to the attack on 2 Russians in England. Poisoning, which is the Russian thing to do. They poison you, and you don't even know that it's happened. So this man and his daughter, he had been, I believe, a former spy, and he left, and I guess you never leave. It's like the mob. You never get out. They come and they find you.
Look at Donald Trump playing along with his international allies in forcing these actions against Russia.
Well, isn't that what the left has always said? He's not tough enough on Russia?
Not just that he doesn't cooperate with anybody, that he always goes it alone. But he is cooperating, and he's doing this for our allies in the UK and saying this is unacceptable and should not happen. And here we are actually expelling Russians. James Carafano joins us at 7:05 this morning. He'll break this all down for us, as he is so capable of doing.
And criticism from the left of Trump. Trump doing this in 3, 2. It's 5:50. It's time for El Rushmo.
On Saturday, the Washington Post listed their top 15 Democrat presidential hopefuls. At the bottom of the pile, number 15, Montana Governor Steve Bullock. I wonder if anybody outside his state even knows who he is. Next in the heap, the Oprah. A shock that she's down at number 14, since we were told a few weeks ago the Oprah was the anointed savior of the party and the country and the world. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu pulls in at number 13. Number 12 is Obama's wingman, former AG Eric Holder. Above him at number 11, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, whose brother Fredo works for CNN. 10th place, Sherrod Brown, Ohio Senator. 9th, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, followed by another former governor, Clinton hack Terry McAuliffe, in 8th place. The next three are Northeast liberals. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, number 7. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand at number 6. And New Jersey Senator dramatic actor Cory Booker at number 5. Number 4, California Senator Kamala Harris. Number 3, Joe Biden. Second place finisher, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. So who's number 1? The most likely Democrat Party nominee in 2020? It's Bernie Sanders. And he might even stand a chance this time, since Hillary Clinton did not even make the top 15.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
buck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Darn.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost 2 decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, Mary. The Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge Getting more volume here, about a 9-minute trip. It'll only take you about 5. In Ashburn, Loudoun County Parkway still at Ryan Road. Police are dealing with a crash. Lanes are blocked. Just be careful there. 95 northbound from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge at the 20-minute commute. Northbound on 95 between Dale City and the Beltway, 24 minutes. 270 southbound between 70 and 109. Bumper to bumper, about a 20-minute commute. And southbound on 270 from 70 to 121, 24 minutes. That's 10 minutes more than usual. And we have one mass transit reminder to tell you about. The red line between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. We have service delays in both directions. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds continue to thicken, but the rain chance not all that great, and it's mainly second part of the day today. Maybe just a few showers. Temperatures still chilly, upper 40s. We're going to shoot well into the 60s tomorrow. Better chance of showers in the afternoon. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 5:56, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team.
Exit your timeshare safely, legally, forever. If your timeshare no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team and book by April 30th to save $500 off your exit. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and enter promo code TRAFFIC. Timeshareexitteam.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
How did you get here so fast?
I'll open the garage door.
Follow me, guys.
Yes, sir.
You sure you can handle it?
Zero problem, sir.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Can you take that big pile of...
Do you have anything in the attic or the backyard you'd like to make disappear?
Follow me. How about... And could you take...
How do you guys do that?
It's gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
I never knew our garage was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Joey Votto.
That's way out of here.
You can argue he's the best hitter in baseball. Max Scherzer.
Swing and a miss.
But the best arm isn't up for debate. 300 hitter versus 3-time Cy Young winner. All access before the game. Nationals, Reds. Opening day is Thursday at 3:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll be chatting with Allison Satterwhite from the Prince William County School Board. An election coming up there and a lot of activity on the Prince William County School Board. Allison will have the latest for us.
And an interesting bill being floated in New York that would prevent employees from having to do certain things. And you may actually like this. You may want this. It's 6 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
With you on the AL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The FBI is examining several suspicious packages that arrived at military locations across the Washington region yesterday.
At Fort McNair, a suspicious package was found, and it was found to contain black powder and other elements that could be used in some sort of potentially explosive device. Also at Fort Belvoir, south of Washington, D.C. And we've just gotten word also at Dahlgren Naval Base, that is in Southern Virginia, but is considered part of the National Capital Region. That's a Navy facility.
Correspondent Barbara Starr, no one was hurt in any of those incidents. Authorities in St. Mary's County now say it was not a shot from a school resource officer's gun that killed a 17-year-old boy who had just shot two other students at school last week. Instead, they say an autopsy has determined that Austin Rollins killed himself. The shot fired by the officer actually struck the boy's gun. Former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has a new job.
George Mason University has announced that Terry McAuliffe will join the school as a visiting professor. Mark Rozelle is the dean of the Schar School of Policy and Government.
He's not going to be teaching a full course himself. He's going to be a regular visiting lecturer who will circulate among a number of classes in the curriculum, both in Fairfax and in Arlington.
Rozelle says it's an ongoing position, and if McAuliffe decides to announce another political run, he would have to leave the classroom. The position pays $60,000 a year, which McAuliffe is planning to donate to charity. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, with baseball season upon us, there are some new food offerings at Nats Park this year.
We live in a city where people come from all over the world.
The Nationals' Jonathan Stahl says it's reflected in one new item this year, street food skewers.
We're going to take you to places like Thailand, Mexico, and other places around the world.
Unlike other teams that try to outdo each other with gut-busting items like the Texas Rangers' new Triple B sandwich. That's bacon, brisket, and bologna. The Nats are trying for some nuance.
It's feeding off what's going on here in the Washington area and seeing what can we bring to the ballpark to enhance the experience.
The classics are, of course, still around. Nathan's is now the official hot dog supplier, and yes, there's a one-pound hot dog available, if that's your thing. At Nats Park, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Nationals' home opener is set for Thursday, April 5th. NFL star Michael Bennett is out of jail on bond after being charged with a felony count of injury to the elderly in Houston. The alleged incident dates back to the 2017 Super Bowl at NRG Stadium.
Bennett posted his $10,000 bond late yesterday after appearing in a Houston courtroom. According to Houston police, Bennett's accused of pushing a paraplegic woman as he tried to get onto the field after last year's Super Bowl to celebrate with his brother, Martellus Bennett, who played for the New England Patriots at the time. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo says the charge should send a message.
I just want to say that Mr. Bennett may think that because he's an NFL player and because some time passed, because we have to prioritize our cases, he may have thought that rules don't apply to him.
The crime carries a maximum of 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. I'm Clayton Neville.
And a well-known beer maker is catching heat for a TV ad that critics say is racist.
Heineken is removing the controversial ad after an outpouring of criticism online. The 30-second commercial promotes the company's light beer by saying lighter is better as a bartender slides a bottle of beer past several darker-skinned customers to reach a lighter-skinned woman in the distance. In a statement, Heineken says they're taking the feedback to heart and acknowledge they, quote, missed the mark with the ad. I'm TJ Coutini.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,203. The Nasdaq at 72,21. Sports four wins in a row now for the Caps as they beat the Rangers. The Wizards are idle till Thursday. The O's win their last exhibition game. The Nats will host the Twins this afternoon in their preseason finale. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
That's what everybody needs to know.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Wow, that's cool.
Details at WMAL.com.
If you look around these days, having a belly has become a bit of the norm. We joke about the beer belly or the spare tire, but carrying extra weight, especially around our midsection, it's like walking around with a ticking time bomb. This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're ready to shed those extra pounds, then give my friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss a call and lose that belly for life. EMP 180 will put you on a plan that's based on science. They'll evaluate where your body is and create a plan to get you to your ideal weight so that you can keep those pounds off. The team at EMP 180 are respectful and compassionate. In fact, most of the staff has gone through the program themselves, so they get it. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180 and continue to keep the weight off because of what I learned through the program. Start this summer off belly-free with EMP 180. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. Metro's red line single tracking between Shady Grove and Twin Brook, so expect delays in both directions for a while. This traffic report sponsored by Davison Invention Services. The Anacostia Freeway headed south from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 10-minute trip twice.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,